Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the Smirconish Podcast for independent minds.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, hypocrisy reigns, at least according to me. Indoor masks returned to Philadelphia yesterday, go figure, on the same day they were removed on airplanes nationwide. And if there's not enough inconsistency in that, that people are masking up in Philly and masking off on airplanes, then consider that Title 42 is about to be rescinded. I think that date is May the 23rd. So something is clearly wrong with this picture. Something is clearly out of sync. I tweeted earlier this morning and I said the following. Doesn't logic demand that those who celebrate airline mask removal also support Title 42 being rescinded as a public health measure no longer necessary? Think about it. If you're someone today who is supportive of the idea that you no longer have to be masked up when you're flying, by the way, I'm in that category. I am in that category, I tell you from the get-go. But doesn't logic then dictate that you should be someone who says, let's rescind Title 42, because Title 42 was a public health measure that was initiated by President Trump in March of 2020 because of COVID. I'm further making my point that the Title 42 conversation has nothing to do with COVID now. It's all about border security, porous borders. And Title 42 is a looming headache for an administration that can ill afford one right now, given the president's approval numbers. Mark Halpern had in his newsletter today linkage to the Associated Press reporting the following. Migrants attempted to cross the U.S.-Mexico border at the highest level in two decades as the U.S. prepares for even larger numbers with the extended lifting of a pandemic-era order that turned away asylum seekers. In other words, asylum seekers, people who could normally be admitted to the United States because they're seeking asylum, Title 42, because of the fear that they would bring COVID into the country, enabled Border Protection to say, sorry, there's no room at the inn. Now listen to this statistic. Immigration authorities stopped migrants 21,303 times along the southwest border in March. That's a 33% increase from a month earlier, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. You know what's interesting? We look at that number, and the number gets recorded and interpreted as the problem is at its highest level ever. None of us say, hey, here's good news. Look how effective we were. 221,303 were stopped. And the reason is because commonsensically we hear that the number's on the rise, and what do we think? Well, surely the highest number ever got through. From the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. has made more than a million arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border since October, the fastest pace of illegal border crossings in at least the last two decades, according to new data released Monday by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. And then they've got some of the same information that I already shared with you. Remember, part of why the issue is so difficult is that the left is no longer happier with the Biden administration policies on immigration. Punchbowl News says this: moderate Democrats and those seeking re-election this year are deeply concerned. Rescinding Title 42's order will lead to a surge in migrants crossing the border, dominating the news and handing Republicans a cudgel in the critical months before the election. You can just imagine that film footage getting played on a loop, at least on some outlets, if all of a sudden it's late spring, early summer, and this is what's going on at the border. I noted yesterday that Chris Coons, who holds the Joe Biden seat in the U.S. Senate, himself now saying, hold on a second here with regard to Title 42. But none of those who are saying, hold on, including Chris Coons, are saying, wait a minute. You know, COVID is such a problem. These people could be bringing. It's all about the border. Border has nothing to do with the pandemic now. And you've got Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, Robert Menendez, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders all demanding that the administration stop the use of Title 42. So on one hand, there is a move afoot. Well, it's not just a move afoot. There is a plan that come May 23rd, Title 42 is going away, even though no one is asserting that it's going away because COVID's no longer a problem. Yesterday in Philadelphia, Philly reinstated a mask mandate. A group of businesses and residents, pardon me, here are seeking to overturn it through a state lawsuit. Not sure if they're going to be successful. Philadelphia, the first major U.S. city, hopefully the last, to reinstate its indoor mask mandate. I'll tell you who's upset about this are restaurateurs, because they've been really harmed in the last 2 years. And they thought now with the spring weather here and dining al fresco, they might get their act back in order, their houses back in order. But masks are required in all indoor spaces, including schools, childcare settings, businesses, restaurants, and government buildings. So let's see. Title 42 going away because presumably the health risk that necessitated it has passed. Oh, but wait, in Philadelphia, masks are going on. Hold on a second, because a Trump-appointed judge in Florida yesterday at the district court level, federal district court judge, voided the national mask mandate covering airplanes and other public transportation. Why? She said it exceeded the authority of U.S. health officials. By the way, I say it every 4 years, the greatest power a president of the United States possesses beyond being commander in chief is the appointment of federal judges. We focus all our attention on the Supreme Court of the United States. Most law gets made at the appellate court level. She gets one day to fill those two, and the district court level. This is Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell in Tampa. Said the CDC failed to justify its decision, didn't follow the proper rulemaking according to the Administrative Procedure Act. So one judge on a district level in Tampa makes the determination. And what ended up happening? United, American, Southwest, Delta, Alaska, other airlines, all late yesterday said they were dropping their face mask requirement effective immediately. You've probably seen footage on airplanes where the announcement gets made and at least some people are cheering. Now what remains to be seen is what's going to happen from the White House, because now the Justice Department, more specifically, has a decision on its hands. The Politico playbook today, I think, correctly said it looks like the White House got caught flat-footed on this when the judge came out of nowhere and said, hey, no more masks are necessary. Even Amtrak today, you know, Joe's beloved Amtrak, no mask necessary. So what is the White House, what does the Justice Department more specifically do now? As a matter of credibility, do they need to reiterate the CDC's central role? Is there an argument to be made that the White House has to appeal that judge's determination? If they do so, then where are they politically? Because my hunch is not everybody for sure. And I'm building toward today's survey question at Smirconish.com.
This is the Smirconish Podcast from SiriusXM.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Listen to Michael live, weekdays on POTUS. Sirius XM channel 124 and on the SXM app.
My hunch is, and I haven't seen polling on this, but I think a majority of Americans are probably supportive of the outcome of that case in Tampa yesterday. They don't want to be told they've got to wear a mask. It sets up this conundrum, though, locally. Listen to this. So, TC, if I took a SEPTA train to the airport from Center City, which I can do.
Okay, I'm following you.
Do I need to wear a mask on the SEPTA train?
You do not, as of yesterday.
Okay, I don't need to wear a mask on the SEPTA train.
Correct.
Now I get to PHL, right, and I walk into, the train lets me right off in,
right there,
right in the terminal.
Yep.
So I get off now in the terminal. Now what?
You got to put your mask on.
Okay, and then after I wait 90 minutes, I get on board my plane, and now...
Take your mask off.
Insane.
Makes
zero sense.
I'm all for whatever makes sense in a public health way. But that, obviously, someone is not talking to someone or something. This is no longer a public health law or a public health ruling. This is something else entirely, and I don't understand it. And
no consistency
exactly
in any of it.
Exactly.
Okay, and it's also the opposite of what I said here. Today's Tuesday. Did I say it Friday or Monday? Maybe Friday. But I said, I think with an eye toward Easter travel, I said, it occurs to me that we shouldn't, see if you remember me saying this.
Okay.
We shouldn't look at the airport and the airplane as necessarily the same thing.
You said that.
I said.
Yeah.
Why can I go?
You thought it was the you considered it to be the reverse of what it currently now is.
Yes.
Yes.
I said, why can I go to an Elite Eight game,
right,
and sit with 20,000 people as I did in San Francisco, maskless, okay?
Right.
But somehow when I'm in an airport terminal, I need to be masked up. If I'm in the Harvey Milk terminal, which I flew out of, spectacular, by the way, I think it's the B terminal in San Francisco. Mm. Holy smokes. Like nothing you've ever seen.
Wow.
I've never flown through an airport
wow,
like that.
Wow, that is so positive.
They spent a gazillion dollars on it.
A gazillion.
But it makes zero sense that you can watch the basketball game. And I did this. Actually, I flew home on a red eye. I go to the basketball game. I'm with 20,000 people.
20,000.
I'm not wearing a mask.
Nothing.
Now I go into the airport.
Now
I have
to
mask up. And wear a mask on the plane.
And you're not as close to people in the terminal.
Right.
But and there aren't as many people in the terminal.
What I was arguing here yesterday or on Friday is I can understand, even though they say the air filtration systems on airplanes is stupendous.
It's supposed to be better than the real world.
I know that I know that and I've acknowledged it, but it still doesn't pass the smell test for me. But anyway, OK, it just seems to me that the reverse would have made sense. That if you're in the terminal and there's a lot of space around,
right,
you don't need to be masked up. But when you get on the plane, mask up because now you're right next to somebody,
you know,
especially if you're in like the middle seat.
Right. You know what's going to happen, though, as soon as everybody drops all these mask mandates is we're all going to get colds, not necessarily COVID,
yeah,
but colds because
true.
I haven't been sick in 2.5
me
years.
Too.
And now as soon as we.
Me neither.
Yeah. We drop it or there, you know, people are interacting more than usual. People are going to get sick.
So here's something else. I know that the thinking on masks has changed. I know that one of the phone calls that I'll often take from people about Dr. Fauci who are antagonistic to him is they'll say, well, Dr. Fauci, you know, he lied to us. He told us we didn't need masks. Then we found out they were trying to protect masks because they were in short supply. I don't even remember. All I know is this. I know that the thinking about masks has evolved, but my firm COVID recollection is that you are wearing a mask to protect the people around you primarily. Primarily, that mask is so that you are not spreading your illness on somebody else. Just work with me on this for a second. If that's true, and if that's the logic, now what's going to happen is that the people who are masked, the people who are masked up aren't being protected from the people who are unmasked. The ones who still want to, you know, stay on the same page are the ones who, frankly, should least be masked.
It's both. It's both. I hear you. It is definitely, you're definitely protecting other people from you. But think about it. What did I just say? Now we're all going to get sick. I've noticed that. So that's clearly, if you can't breathe out your air particles, if you're wearing a good mask, an N95, a good mask, and you can't exhale your particles, you also can't inhale somebody else's particles, and therefore you are both protecting others and yourself.
Okay, here would have been another survey question, but it would be very difficult to condense it. So I agree with what you are saying. I don't think I've been sick since COVID. And as far as I know, I never caught COVID.
Okay? As far as I know, too.
I certainly know I've never missed a day of work, but it takes a lot for me to be knocked out for work anyway. But I don't think I've been sick for the last 2 years. So if what you're saying is true, that this will be the return of illness, let's put COVID to the side.
Just like sneezy coffee.
You're going to get sick again.
A cold.
All right. Is it worth it to you to not wear a mask, even if you're going to be a couple of days, get sick somewhere along the way?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah.
In other words,
although it does, you know, the things that I never thought of before of touching other people and of breathing in close to other people has taken me a while to get back used to it. I'm like, oh, you are standing way too close to me, sir. Do you know what I mean? It's just funny that you talk about going to a big event. These are things that a lot of people haven't done in 2 years. It's strange.
If you go to the newsletter today at smirconish.com and check out the headlines of the day, which you can watch, the, as we call it, thumbnail headline is Mask Confusion. Get it? Mask Confusion.
This is the Smirconish Podcast from SiriusXM.
Do you find yourself wondering at the end of the month, how can I work this hard and still be in debt? Well, you're not alone. Half of Americans are concerned they'll never get out of debt. In fact, it takes 17 years of minimum payments to pay off the average credit card balance. And since credit card interest rates have shot up 47% in the last 2 years, it's a never-ending battle. The credit card and financial system is rigged against the consumer. It's designed to keep you in debt, and the high cost of living keeps you stuck living paycheck to paycheck, making it impossible to get out. That's the depressing news. Now, here's how to get out from under this. Pivotal Debt Solutions has created an innovative new strategy with one goal in mind: end your debt quickly and permanently. How do they do it? Well, Pivotal Debt Solutions starts by analyzing all the debt solutions you qualify for. Their savvy negotiators can get the credit card companies to stop charging interest, and then they renegotiate what you owe. They get in your corner and stop those threatening calls and letters. But here's the game changer. Their experts use little-known hardship exemptions the loan companies don't want you to know about. Pivotal Debt Solutions searches out every possible solution to end your debt permanently, and they do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. If you're in debt and it feels like there's no escape, Pivotal Debt Solutions is your lifeline. Now, here's what you need to do. Before you make another payment or lose another night's sleep, go to zapmydebt.com. Answer a few easy questions and talk to one of their debt experts for free. You have nothing to lose. Their dedicated team is waiting to guide you through to financial freedom. Now, some debt solutions are time sensitive, so you need to hurry. Visit zapmydebt.com. Again, that's zapmydebt.com. Go to zapmydebt.com. Pivotal Debt Solutions can help you end your debt quickly and permanently. They get in your corner and stop those threatening calls and letters. Visit zapmydebt.com. Again, that's zapmydebt.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Listen to Michael live weekdays on POTUS, Sirius XM channel 124, and on the SXM app.
I'm going to begin with Josh in Dallas because he says he was on a plane last night. Where were you flying from? I assume to Dallas, and what went on?
That is correct. We were going from Atlanta to Dallas last night. And it was kind of funny, we were one of the last to board the airplane. Over the captain come out and he said something to the flight attendant, which I thought was going to be some sort of delay. And then we got into our seats and he made the announcement. And I was very surprised. It was a very tempered kind of sigh. There was no cheering, no thank the Lord, no groaning. And the lady next to me wore her mask the rest of the night. Me and my daughter didn't. We're fully vaccinated. We're like, over this, like, okay. And it was actually just very, no big deal. I was actually kind of surprised by that.
No cheering. Beyond the woman next to you, beyond the woman next to you, did you do like an informal survey? Can you tell me how many had masks by the end of the flight?
I did. I'm also a flight crew member, so I just noticed that for my personal work. 70-30. The flight attendants had it off. They were much happier to clearly communicate. They agreed with me that we didn't know how good we were at reading lips until everybody decided to cover their face. I'd say, probably 70% had them off and were relaxing, enjoying their snacks and watching TV. It was nice.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Josh, thanks for the report. I appreciate it very much. George, Orlando, Florida, will you wear a mask when you fly?
Absolutely, Michael, and I want you to diagnose me because I know you're a doctor of law. I'm not a germaphobe by any stretch of the imagination, but I fly a lot, and I see people in bathrooms who don't wash their hands, and I've seen people coughing up a lung sitting next to me, and I feel really strongly that these masks do prevent the spread of germs, pandemic or no pandemic.
I think there's zero doubt about that. Absolutely no doubt. I mean, as TC said, she hasn't gotten sick. I haven't gotten sick in the last 2 years. Okay, question.
Now,
if you're not obligated to wear it, well, tell me where else you intend to wear the mask. You're going to wear it on an airplane. Where else?
In an airport.
You are.
In places where I'm extremely uncomfortable being in close proximity to others.
How about a sporting event?
Easter. You know, that was weird. I went to a couple of Dolphins games, which is weird in itself these days.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I felt a little uncomfortable being in that close proximity to people who've been on airplanes or whatever the case may be. I know I'm painting myself as a germaphobe. I'm at the Easter Vigil the other night, and people are coughing in the pew behind me. That's always made me a little uncomfortable when people don't cover their mouth.
Yeah, people need to cover their mouth. I still remember Secretary Sebelius telling Chuck Todd he needed to sneeze into his sleeve back at the Affordable Care Act when that came out. Hey, George, thank you for the report. I appreciate it. No, I can't tell you you're wrong. If we all wore masks all the time, there'd be a hell of a lot less illness. It's just a matter of fact. Jim, you're in Delaware. Greetings. What are you thinking today?
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
A few things. I've, since day one, I've been doing everything going on in my life, working, et cetera, but I've always been careful. I've always religiously worn N95 mask wherever I've traveled. I still, when I'm going inside a building, will wear an N95 mask. When I'm outside, I pretty much never wear an N95 mask. And keep in mind, with people not doing it because they don't have to, that's ridiculous. Nobody cares about the laws in a lot of states. They were never enforced anyhow. But now, if you don't have a mask on, it almost makes me more inclined to wear a mask, because if I ran into a 7-Eleven and bought something, and if I didn't have a mask, I wouldn't freak out because everybody else was wearing masks. Now, with nobody wearing masks, it almost gives you more incentive to wear a good protective mask because nobody else is. It doesn't matter what the law is. Protect yourself. That's what I'm going to do. But if you don't want to wear one, don't. But it makes me more inclined to wear one, if that makes sense.
You're going to do your thing to protect yourself, is what I hear you saying.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, by
and
the way,
If you and I
walk into the same convenience store, mine would be Wawa, yours would be 7-Eleven. That's okay. But if we're in the same place at the same time, and you're wearing a mask, and I'm not, are you giving me any stink eye?
No, I'm not going to give you a stink eye. If I'm wearing a mask, I might step back a couple feet. And But if I didn't have a mask on, and you didn't have a mask on, I would be leery. And what I don't get is people, sometimes elderly, seems like less elderly people wearing masks. And even if they're vaccinated, they're more at risk. You know what I mean? I'm in pretty good health. I'm literally double boosted, which I'm over 50. But I don't know why people just don't want to protect themselves if there's any risk. And I heard an interesting thing on the radio today. It basically said that at this rate, with so many cases of COVID diagnosed, they'd still, if it kept up like this, they estimate 150,000 people in this country would die from COVID this year at the rates with the B2 we're at now. So who knows if that's true or not, but it's still a dangerous thing. So, you know, why not protect yourself? I mean, why not wear a seatbelt? Why? It's your right. I don't give a damn. It's not political at all. But, you know, protect yourself. And when you get sick, you'll probably be glad you did it. And if you don't get sick, that's great. I don't give a shit who you voted for. It's all about protecting yourself and nothing to do with personal freedom. Do what you want. I agree.
I can't argue with anything Jim has said. Okay? It makes perfect sense to me. Perfect sense. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. Scott is in St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Scott.
Hello. I have two scientific reasons why I am a no-mask guy. Number one, our bodies have immune systems that need germs. Their job is to fight off germs to keep us healthy, and they can't do that if we're protecting them from with masks and everything. Our bodies need practice fighting off disease and virus.
Okay,
that's number one.
I want to say something about that, and maybe I'm about to spread misinformation, disinformation. So you're forewarned. This may be fake news, and I keep meaning to look at it, and I haven't. Is it true that the incidence of COVID in Africa is not what people initially feared, given that they didn't have access to vaccine, because there's such a built-up, strong immunity system among so many people living a third world life? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't know the answer to that. I can theorize as the answer would be yes. But also, when we're talking about COVID, Michael, the stats are that for the vast majority of people, vaccinated or unvaccinated, this is nothing. This is not a great disease. The average person that died from COVID, the average age is 82.
With
and
comorbidities.
Other than that, they have comorbidity.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I get it.
For the vast majority of people, vaccinated or unvaccinated, this is not a serious virus.
What was your second point? Because I took you off your game.
Okay, my second point was TC actually made it fun of me earlier in the program. When you're wearing a good mask, as she said, you can't breathe your own toxins out or your own stuff out, so you're breathing it right back in. That's very unhealthy also. Our bodies were not meant to do that. So those are two scientific reasons why I'm a non-mask guy.
A non-mask Scott in St. Louis. Thank you, Scott.
The Smirconish Podcast for independent minds.
Listen to Michael Smirconish live weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon east on SiriusXM's POTUS Channel 124 or anytime on the SXM app.
Connect with Michael on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and at Smirconish.com.
Do you find yourself wondering at the end of the month, how can I work this hard and still be in debt? Well, you're not alone. Half of Americans are concerned they'll never get out of debt. In fact, it takes 17 years of minimum payments to pay off the average credit card balance. And since credit card interest rates have shot up 47% in the last 2 years, it's a never-ending battle. The credit card and financial system is rigged against the consumer. It's designed to keep you in debt, and the high cost of living keeps you stuck living paycheck to paycheck, making it impossible to get out. That's the depressing news. Now, here's how to get out from under this. Pivotal Debt Solutions has created an innovative new strategy with one goal in mind: end your debt quickly and permanently. How do they do it? Well, Pivotal Debt Solutions starts by analyzing all of the debt solutions you qualify for. Their savvy negotiators can get the credit card companies to stop charging interest, and then they renegotiate what you owe. They get in your corner and stop those threatening calls and letters. But here's the game changer. Their experts use little-known hardship exemptions the loan companies don't want you to know about. Pivotal Debt Solutions searches out every possible solution to end your debt permanently, and they do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. If you're in debt and it feels like there's no escape, Pivotal Debt Solutions is your lifeline. Now, here's what you need to do. Before you make another payment or lose another night's sleep, go to zapmydebt.com. Answer a few easy questions and talk to one of their debt experts for free. You have nothing to lose. Their dedicated team is waiting to guide you through to financial freedom. Now, some debt solutions are time sensitive, so you need to hurry. Visit zapmydebt.com. Again, that's zapmydebt.com. Go to zapmydebt.com. Pivotal Debt Solutions can help you end your debt quickly and permanently. They get in your corner and stop those threatening calls and letters. Visit zapmydebt.com. Again, that's zapmydebt.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.